If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Indeed, we're on the street, we're on the air. It's just a little before 6:30 now, but we're shifting gears into some big news that all of us as South Africans continue to monitor. That's South Africa's unemployment rate. It has decreased by 1.3 percentage points in the third quarter of this year. Essentially, it's a decrease. More South Africans do appear to have been employed or economically active within the third quarter of this year in specific sectors. So essentially moving from 31.9% rather in the second quarter of the year to 33.2% in the second quarter. Let me get my numbers right. Unemployment has decreased from 33.2% in the second quarter to 31.9% in the third quarter. To help me get my numbers right, but also to make sense of these numbers, is a good friend of the show, Acting Deputy Director General for Population and Social Statistics at Stats SA, Ntate Soli Molai. Soli, welcome to the show, sir. I appreciate you making time, Acting DDG. Let's contextualize these numbers, right? I got tongue-twisted and tongue-tied a little earlier, but essentially, we're seeing a decrease from just over 33% to 31%. Help us contextualize these numbers.
Evening, Gugu, and good evening to the listeners. Yes, indeed, we in quarter three we have registered a decrease. When you look at official unemployment rate, we're sitting now at 31.9%. So you are correct. We have dropped in terms of percentage point. We're talking about 1.3 percentage point, and I think in quarter three, in terms of the absolute numbers, we're talking about 360,000. Fewer unemployed people in South Africa in quarter three.
And maybe it's important for us also to put these numbers into context, which I like, by looking at the overall trend. What we have seen was that unemployment was actually on the upward trajectory over the first two quarters of the year, but we do see the slight level of reprieve. Help us understand within the trend of what we've seen in the last four, six quarters, maybe even 2 years, where this takes us back to, if there are comparative periods.
Yes. So if you go back, let's go back to 2002 and 2003. If you look at our numbers, we see employment have increased in those particular quarters. We only started to notice a fluctuation when we get into 2003 quarter four, and we had a recovery in 2024 quarter one. And the next quarter, which is quarter two of 2024, we also saw a decrease. But then if you get into 2025, the first quarter of 2025, we had a negative of about 291,000 jobs lost. And then quarter two of 2025, we had an increase of 19,000. And now in quarter three, we registered about 248. So it will be very interesting, Gugu, to see in quarter four. Remember quarter four, it's the quarter where we including our December period. And in the December period, that's where we're having a lot of our casual workers, especially in the trade, especially in the hotels, in our restaurants. So one can just wait and see what the numbers will show in quarter four.
Definitely. And I think we will be looking forward to those numbers because, as you correctly state, that's typically the trend, a heightened level of retail performance that takes place. But keeping with the third quarter activity, I'm intrigued by the sectors that actually seem to have employed more South Africans. And that's largely been the construction industry, community, trade industries as well. These are the sectors that added jobs. Take us into this particular theme and also contextualizing if these are just short-term employment opportunities or what we see as growth within those sectors of the economy, hence the uptick in jobs.
Yes, definitely. So, and maybe just to conclude my previous point, Gugu, quarter four, remember, it will also include the hosting of the G20. So we'll see what's happening within the G20, and especially specifically to Gauteng, because remember, it's only hosted in Gauteng. So one, it's actually key to see those numbers, especially for Gauteng, around the trade and also, as I've mentioned, your hotels. And so one will able to contextualize the numbers when we get to quarter four. Coming back to the industries. So if you look at the industries, the ones that contributed positively, we see construction, and largely construction is coming from informal employment. So these are our, if you drive around, you'll see someone with a brush or with a step ladder wanted to ask for a job. We're seeing a lot of improvement in terms of jobs, in terms of informal employment under construction. Community and social services, we're seeing a positive. This is largely driven by provinces, as the provinces are hiring a lot of social workers and also teachers, especially those who are helping in our schools. Trade also did very well in quarter three. We're seeing about 108,000 jobs. Mining and agriculture, we're also seeing a positive. Where we are seeing a negative, we are noticing it from manufacturing. Manufacturing have had 62 jobs less, followed by finance and utility and transport. So the four industries that had negative are those four. And this again, one will want to see trade now. Trade have seen a positive. One anticipating that trade in quarter four, it may also continue to give us positive, especially to the point that I've already raised previously.
And Ntate Mulai, I'm intrigued just to understand, as stats they say, I'm not too sure if this is part of your mandate, but if there has been any evidence of reforms in certain sectors of the economy that then also translate into the variations you might witness in the figures, especially when it comes to unemployment. Has there been any evidence of this? As we're well aware that government and parliament has been very clear in issuing reforms to heighten and improve the levels of employment in South Africa. Is there any evidence of this in the recent numbers?
So tomorrow I'm actually presenting at the portfolio of labor and employment. So these are some of the questions that the policymakers will have to come up with, because I don't want to come here and claim that I know some of the reforms. And I think tomorrow when the colleagues are actually articulating some of their program and policies that they've deployed, one will be able to say, yes, now we're seeing evidence from the numbers. But I think, Gugu, the most important part is whether can we sustain these numbers. Remember, we are sitting now at 17.1 million employed people. We have been here before. If you recall, we are always saying that we are failing to reach the 17 million mark. At some point, we managed to do it in one quarter where we're getting a 17.1 million, just like in this quarter. But then the subsequent quarters, we're going back to our 68.8 million people who are working. So it's a question of whether are we going to sustain it? And one is hoping that we are able to sustain it, considering that now in our labor force survey, we have added other measures to say unemployment rate doesn't tell us a full story, Gugu. It's just only telling us that people are not working. But there's also other measures that are quite clear that policymakers need to be aware of. For example, there are those people who are working who are saying to us, actually, we want to work more, especially those who are in their households, private households, like your domestic workers. They come, they work for 2 hours or for a day. And we have about 700,000 people who indicated that. We're calling them time-related underemployment. So that is another indicator that we are also putting on the table for policymakers to say, you need to be aware of this because it gives you a little bit of insight in terms of our labor market. The other indicator that we're putting on the table, which is a first time that we're producing as a country, we call it a labor underutilization. So basically you're saying to policymakers that our labor market, we are not fully tapping into it. So untapped capacity of our labor market, now we have a figure, we can tell you that it's about 44.9%. So let me make an example to do so, just so that our users can follow me. If you go to Europe, you will see that the unemployment rate for them is quite low. Yes. But then when you look at the time-related indicator, you find that it's quite high. It's because of, in Europe, you find that people are working, but they're working for a few hours or they're working for a few days. It's similarly with the discussion that we had with the Capitec the other time when they're saying unemployment rate in South Africa should be around 10%. Yes. The issue is that when you're comparing with Kenya, for example, unemployment rate for Kenya will be low, but they will have a high labor underutilization because it's driven by the time in which the people are working in the employment sector. So the people are working for an hour or for 2 hours or for 3 hours. So we are bringing that indicator on the table so that the labor expert and also policymakers, they are aware that in South Africa, our labor utilization is driven by unemployment. It's not driven by people not working for an hour or 2 hours. Is people are not working. That's simple as that.
Mm. This is such important context because, as you mentioned, Kenya has an unemployment rate for 2024 at about 13.3%. The US, Europe, it's all in single digits. And often, you know, we sit in awe of viewing their particular statistics in this particular manner. So this does provide us with a very refreshing perspective just as to how best we view the numbers. Ntate Mulai, I always say we need you on the show for a good hour. Because on a day like today, we all want to talk to you. So I'm aware you're under pressure for time. So I'll leave it here for today because myself and many of our colleagues want to get your views. But you've really left us with a significant thoughts to consider in terms of how we actually measure unemployment in South Africa going forward and the comparison to our international counterparts. Thank you again for your time, sir. Always, always a privilege to speak to you.
Thank you so much. Good evening.
Thank you. That is the Acting Deputy Director General for Population and Social Statistics at Stats SA, DDG Sole Mulai, joining us there. We often speak to him on the quarterly labor survey. We also speak to him about unemployment numbers. And as you would have heard in his conversation and our conversation tonight, really giving us some context around the unemployment numbers. Yes, it's reducing. But we've been here before. What is it that we're going to do in order to sustain these earnings going forward? Beyond that, we also need to make sure that we have a like-for-like basis in terms of observing unemployment figures in other markets. In South Africa, some people might work for 2 or 3 hours a day, maybe in informal industries and sectors. That, too, still needs to be acknowledged in terms of how they are economically active.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.